Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Blum appeared at the store yesterday for the first time since his Saturday night musical performance at the Charity Bazaar, and was quite astounded to discover that everyone thought his singing was a work of art. A little hard to listen to, but definitely a work of art. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jotham Down store. He seems to be a little irritated as he talks over the telephone. Listen.
Yeah, I know, Ezra. I seen it in the paper myself. Yes, it was. Oh, yeah, awful proud, awful proud. Well, yeah, that picture was took of me a long time ago. Uh-huh. Yeah, well, much obliged for calling, Ezra.
Down the old pine tree.
All right, Ezra.
Excuse me.
Goodbye.
Who was that, Lum? Ezra Seastrong?
Yeah, come here, Abner. I want to show you something.
Huh?
Look here. Look at this newspaper.
Yeah.
Look at that picture there in that article.
What's it about? Well, I do know, dog. Is that you, Lum? Well, they got it in the paper already, ain't they?
Abner, you was in here that day I told Squire not to send in no article about me, wasn't you?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, let's see here. What do they have to say about this here? Let me read this.
Well, I'm going to get hold of that Squire Skimp right now. I've got him to thank for this.
Yeah, well, now, wait a minute, Lum. Before you go thanking Squire Skimp, you better thank me, too. Because, actually, I was the one that got him to send this into the paper.
You was?
Yes, sir. I done it. Me. See, when you told Squire not to send it in, why, he weren't going to do it. But I know better. I told him to go right ahead and send it in.
You done that.
Yeah. I hate to brag on myself this way, Lum, but see, it was all mighty. Every bit of it was mighty, not Squire Skimp. I knowed all the time that you was just dying to get your picture in the paper. Fact is, I was the one that got the photograph for him to send in. I got
well,
in and took it over.
Little varmint.
Huh?
When I say I don't want something done, I don't want it done. I don't want you going around butting into my business, neither.
Well, Lum, I was just trying my best.
I know what you were trying to do. You always think you know a heap more than you actually do.
Well, Lum, always before, like, you always wanted your name put in the paper.
Well, I didn't want it in there this time, and I told you I never.
Huh?
I made that plain as day. But what did you do? Went right ahead and told Squire to write a whole article about me and my singing. Even had to put my photograph in.
Well, I thought you'd just love that.
I told you not to do it, though. That's what makes me so mad.
Well, Lum, I'll tell
you. Here I had Squire all talked out of doing it, and then quick as I turned my back, you tell him to go ahead and do it. Have to shoot off that big fat mouth of yours.
Well, Lum,
oh, blabbermouth. That's all you are. Blabbermouth. Makes me so mad I can't hardly see straight.
Well, I don't see what you're getting so mad about.
Oh, you don't, huh?
No, sir. All this article here says is that you sang a baritone solo at the bazaar Saturday night. Then it tells that you win that state singing contest at Hot Springs last week. That's the truth.
Abner, I know what's in the article, and I don't want to hear it no more, neither.
Well, the article tells the truth, don't it?
I told you to hush up about it.
Huh?
You're one foot taller than you are right now. I'd hit you so hard you'd be right back to the size you are now.
Now, listen here, Lum Edwards. Don't you lay a hand on me now. You recollect, I wear spectacles. It's against the law.
I don't care if you wear goggles. Every time I look at that newspaper, I get so mad I feel like ropping this stovepipe around your neck.
Now, Lum, you be careful what you do to me now. I ain't been feeling pretty good lately.
Now, Dennis, where's that baseball bat?
Now, Lum.
If there's any one thing I can't stand, it's a fellow that does something behind your back. Right after he's been told not to. I'm sure I've seen that baseball bat around here somewhere.
It's right there behind you. I mean, we lost it, I think, Lum.
Yeah, okay, here it is.
Now, listen here now, Lum. You put that thing down. Now, put it down.
Abner, stop jumping around.
Now, Lum. Now, I don't... Lum, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Now, there comes a customer. There's a customer.
Huh?
Yeah, look there. Somebody's coming in. Hi, Doggies. That's Little Pearl.
Little Pearl?
No, it ain't neither. Well, she's got on one of them nurses' uniforms, just like Little Pearl wore when she first started. I thought sure the world that was her.
Who is that girl? She looks sort of familiar.
Yeah, she does. She sure does.
Well, how do you do, miss? What can we do for you today?
Do you have any postage stamps?
Postage stamps?
Yes, all I need is one airmail stamp.
Well, no, Mom, we just ain't got no stamps, but you can get some right across the street at Dick Huddleston's store. See, he runs the post office there, too.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Well, just a minute, miss. We got some stamps around here. Summers ain't too long. Seems like
we ain't got none, Abner, and you know that.
Maybe there's something else you want to buy, miss.
Edna, can't you see the girl's in a hurry?
Yeah. Well, all right. I just wanted to talk to her a little bit. Where are you heading for, miss?
Just to Alexandria, Virginia. I'm training there at the Alexandria Hospital School of Nursing.
Well, I doggies, you must know little Pearl Lynn. She taking that nurse's training. How was she feeling when you last seen her?
Well, I don't believe I know who you're talking about. You see, there are cadet nurses at 1100 nursing schools.
Well, that's what she went to, a school. Surely you recollect her. Pearl Peabody. She's my daughter. Looks just like me. Got my eyes.
Well, I don't remember anybody by that name.
She weighs 127 pounds.
Abner, she don't go around weighing all the girls. This young lady's in a hurry.
Well, I know, Lum, but see, me and her want to talk about little Pearl. Well, I'm sure you must know her, miss. She's an Army nurse. Is that what you're going to be, an Army nurse?
Well, I haven't made up my mind yet. We have our choice of the Army, the Navy, or essential civilian nursing. The Army is where they're needed the most.
I thought you was all in the Army.
Oh, no, we're part of the U.S. Public Health Service.
Well, Lum, if you're tired of holding that baseball bat, I'll be glad to take it.
No, thanks. I'll handle it myself. I ain't done using it yet.
Oh.
Well, I really have to be going.
No, wait just a minute, miss. Here, now, sit down here now and tell me some more about little Pearl.
Abner, she told you she never knowed Pearl.
Well, she must have, Lum. She was the one that went over to France, little Pearl was. Oh, wait a minute, I'll read you a letter she wrote home just a couple of months ago.
Oh, Abner, don't get that out and start reading it. I've had to listen to that thing 3 or 4 times a day.
Doggies, have I lost that thing?
I hope so.
Well, I know it by heart anyway. I'll just recite it to you.
Now, Abner, don't do that. She ain't got time to listen to you recite nothing. You'll have to excuse my partner, miss. He gets sort of cute-eyed in his head.
Oh, that's perfectly all right. I'm always interested in hearing about any of the girls overseas. Because that's where I hope to be pretty soon myself.
Well, good for you. Good. When you get over there, why, ask little Pearl how soon she's coming home. Her mama's just getting awful lonesome to see her.
Well, I'm afraid that won't be for some time. Because, you see, they need every nurse they can get over there. There's a pretty big shortage.
Yeah, that's what I was reading just the other day. I understand they're trying to get all the girls they can to start taking up this training.
Well, I don't see any reason why they shouldn't. I think it's wonderful training. And I'm certainly enjoying it. I know that.
Well, that's exactly what little Pearl said, too.
I don't know, but I imagine that's awful good training for a young girl, ain't it?
Oh, yes. It's the best preparation there is for homemaking.
Yeah, I can see that. Time a girl gets done learning all that nursing stuff, she ought to make a lot better wife than the general run of girls.
Well, the marriage rate's pretty high in the cadet nurse school.
Well, I bound it is, especially if the other cadet girls are as pretty as you are.
Right, Dougie, are you showing out? I ain't saw you somewhere before, miss. You sure do look familiar. You ain't one of Carrie Hurdley's girls, are you?
No, my name is Beulah Tyler, and I've never been in Arkansas before.
Oh, Dougie, that's cute, yeah?
Well, I better be going. They're waiting for me.
Just a second. Lom, are you tired of holding that baseball bat yet?
No, I ain't.
Well, here now, sit down now, miss. Sit down now. Tell me all about the nursing school.
Abner, didn't you hear her say she has to be leaving?
Yeah, but, Lum, I got some questions I want to ask her first. You know, miss, speaking about that educating that you girls get, that was sure fine for us. See, me and Elizabeth, that's my woman, Elizabeth, me and her had always wanted to send little Pearl away to school summers, but we just couldn't afford it. So then this opportunity come along to join up with the nurses.
Abner, for goodness sakes, there's people waiting outside for this young lady.
Well, all right, Lum. Miss, you ain't one of Ruth Smith's girls. No, you said your name was Beulah Tyler.
Grannies, wait a minute. Look there on the wall, Abner.
Huh?
That's who she is.
Huh?
Look at that poster we got hanging up there. Be a cadet nurse, the girl with the future.
Well, I'll be a polka-dotted possum. Why, that's you, Buell. You're the girl on the poster.
Yeah, that's me.
Hey, doggies, you're a celebrity. I'm proud to know you.
Well, thank you. And I wish I could stay longer, but really, I have to be going.
Well, we're sure glad you dropped in, Miss Tyler. And if you're ever back this way again, be sure and stop in.
Thank you. I certainly will.
And if you ever see little Pearl, well, say hello to her.
I will. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye. Doggies.
Danny. You got to be proud of a girl like that, you know, doing a wonderful job for her country.
Oh, yeah. You know, I believe she's going to be in a moving picture, too. Seems like I read something in the paper about that. Mom, what are you looking at me that way for?
Speaking of reading stuff in the news.
Oh, now listen, now, Lon.
All the double-crossing...
Now listen, Lon, now put down that baseball bat.